Now to letters from the evening news. The first comment comes from John Kenny of Acle. It is ironic to note that our unpaid volunteer special constables do have a power of arrest, whereas our paid PCSOs were deprived of this privilege. Perhaps the numbers of our specials could be boosted by making the job more attractive to those public-spirited citizens qualified to actively perform the role. For example, free travel on public transport could be offered to those specials who have proved to be active by the number of hours they have devoted weekly to their patrolling of our streets.
Mary White of Norwich feels that the council is ignoring the less mobile. Yet again, the proposal to move the taxi rank has come up so they can have a public space destination on Guildhall Hill. So the less able will have further to walk uphill with their shopping to get a taxi home. Bus stops are also too far away. It seems the City Council is intent on ignoring those who are unfortunate enough to be less mobile from the city centre. Public transport is not close enough and cars are not allowed. Do they want shoppers anymore?
The Exchange Street marshals need protecting, writes Bert Bremner. I have been complaining about the problem of traffic streaming through Exchange Street, a street with no entry signs, since March this year, writing to Highways at County Hall and the police. Since then, I had to repeat the messages to get a response, and other people have also felt the need to take action too. In November, a brave lady, Lucy Hall, stood in the way and the police moved her and encouraged the vehicles to go through. What action is to be taken against the police who got that so wrong? The police wrote to me to say, while you are absolutely correct and police officers do deal with traffic offences, it is regrettably not possible for our officers to be in situ all day in order to respond to any breaches of the regulations. Yet they instantly found the officers to move Lucy Hall. Since then, Highways at County Hall have placed signs warning people of the closure, and then the really effective traffic marshals were in place. Now we read in the paper that a van driver actually drove into one of the marshals. The city centre has bounced back after the COVID-19 lockdown because it is a safe place to be. For shoppers, workers, pedestrians and drivers that can get into car parks. But the through traffic has been stopped. But safety needs to be enforced. What action are Norfolk County Council, Norfolk Police and the Police and Crime Commissioner going to do to support these marshals doing the police job? What action is to be taken against the van driver?